with Alumnus Early Yud Beis Elul. Okay, so many of you know that when people have an electric appliance that they was manufactured by a non-Jew, so you have to, and it touches food, so you really have to be toivel. So what do you do with electric? So I tell people you can be toivel it, it's okay, just don't use it until it dries up. Not just the outside, but the kishkas have to dry up. So you wait a couple of days, okay, chulu. And we have a gemachia by Baruch Tenenbaum that he disables the kli, but disables it in a way that a layman cannot fix it. So that's broken, it's no longer a kli. And then he fixes it. It's owned by a Jew now, and a Jew fixed it. So that's fine, it doesn't need tevila. Now what about in the reverse case? If you have a kli and it broke, and you gave it to a goy to fix. So you think, what's the problem? You own it though, the Jew owns it. But it's not simple at all, because there's a concept called umen kone b'shvach kli. If you give a worker, we're not talking about a factory, it's an assembly line, and a bunch of people, bang a little and it comes out of kli, but you give it to one person, an umen, you give him a piece of silver, or and he fixes it. So that's umen kone b'shvach kli, it's called. It's a sugyus mara. There's a certain element of kinyan there, and when you pay him for his work, you're in effect buying the kli from him, buying his chus of the kli. It's a very complicated sugya, very conceptual sugya. It's found in a few places in Shas. It's called umen kone b'shvach kli. Now the question is, does this umen kone b'shvach kli, would that make it require tvila if a goy was the umen and he's fixing it? Now the Ramah, so the Shulchan Aruch says it does not need tvila. The Ramah says it does. Yesh cholkin that it does need tvila, and the bottom line would be to be tevil it without a bracha. And the question is umen kone b'shvach kli enough to require tvila or not?
But an electric object, you're messed up because you can't tovel it the second time. So you need another Jew to come and break it. If it's electric.
You can be toveling electrically, by the way. You don't need the gemach. You can be toveling. We have a Jew that does it, and a Jew owns it. I'm talking about if a goy fixes a kli, electric, not electric, you have a becher, and it develops a big hole, and you give it to a silversmith to fix, and the silversmith's a goy. So according to the Ramah, you have to be tovel it, and we pass can tovel it without a bracha because of umen kone b'shvach kli. So that's the question. Now the Shulchan Aruch is talking about you give him a slab of silver or a slab of gold. What about if a kli breaks? Maybe it's not so much of a non-kli that you would say umen kone b'shvach kli. So ask a shaila if it comes up, or use a Jew, silversmith. Plenty of them, especially in Rehov Yecheskel. There's some very cute ones. One particular guy is from Persia, from Iran. Very cute guy, and he fixes things wonderfully.
Can you make it t'nai so that he won't be kone? The goy won't be kone?
That's a good question. You say, I want to structure our work agreement that you have nothing, no rights to the object at all. He won't know what you're talking about because umen kone b'shvach kli is a Jewish concept. Pashas, you're just paying a worker. Like, why should umen be kone b'shvach kli? But if you speak out with him, I'm just paying you for your work and you have no rights in the object whatsoever, so I guess you could. You can make any tonight you want by Mominus. So even if he doesn't know what you're talking about and why you're speaking it out, I guess you could. People learning the sugya have the same question. Why should umen be kind of b'shvach kli? Don't use a goy anyway. Well, the Arab worker you're going to use. So don't use a goy worker anyway.
Taiwanese.
Okay. So bottom line that we learned tonight is that there's a possibility that umen kone b'shvach kli would necessitate tevila if it's a goy, and it's machlokes mechaber Ramah, And the bottom line would be to be toivel without a bracha. But there's room lahokel, because some say that umakayin of b'shvach kli is only when you take a shapeless, formless piece of material and you create a kli. And the concept of umakayin of b'shvach kli is because you created something. And it's an inyan of ma'aseh yadayim, you created it. But maybe if you just fix something, even if it was fixing it to a degree that it really wasn't a kli, it had a big hole. But he didn't really create something, so possibly that's another mokum lahokel. Okay.